This is episode 280, How I Document My Processes.
Welcome to the Paul Miners Podcast, the show that will help you to optimize your time, income, and lifestyle fast. Get more done with actionable, easy-to-follow advice and learn how to live life on your terms. And now, introducing your host, Paul Miners.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Paul Miners Podcast to episode number 280. As always, it's a pleasure to have you listening today. I know how valuable your time is, so thank you for spending a little bit of it with me here today. And today I'm talking about how I document my processes. This is actually the audio from a video which you can view on my YouTube channel. Just put Paul Miners into YouTube, you'll find me there. You don't have to watch the video if you're on your commute, if you're in the gym, if you're just out for a walk. I still want to be useful. And so I've tried to, well, I have recorded this in a way that where you can still visualize what I'm talking about, although there are some useful examples that you can see in the show notes for this episode, which you can find at paulminers.com/280. Or if you, again, want to check out the video, it's quite useful to see some of the processes that I've documented there. But without any further ado, let's get into this episode on how I document my processes. Enjoy. Documenting your processes not only helps to improve your efficiency, but it's actually necessary if you ever want to scale and grow your business. By having a checklist in place and detailed notes of how to complete a specific task or process, you can be more efficient because you're not having to remind yourself of the process every single time, and you're less likely to forget an important step, which if you do, might actually set you back later on. As I've grown my business, I've also learned that I need to have good documented processes in place so that when I'm giving a task to somebody, they can do the task quickly and efficiently without my input, and they can follow the steps to the standard that I require. And if I ever replace people on my team or somebody new comes into a role and they start doing that task, they can then pick up and learn the new process really quickly. In short, having well-documented processes in place will improve the efficiency of your team and improves the quality of the result. And my role as the business owner is to put these processes in place. That's kind of what I see my job is to do these days more and more, is refine the process, get everything documented down as much as possible. Now, I believe that the test of whether you've documented something clearly and successfully is, can you give that process to somebody who's never done it before? And can they follow a checklist of, you know, tasks, and have you provided good enough notes and instructions so that they can follow the process, they can execute on that task and complete the job or the work to the standard that you require without any additional input or training from you? If so, great, because you've outlined the process clear enough where there's no extra input needed. And I think that's what we should be aiming for in documenting our processes. So with that in mind, I want to share a couple of the ways and a couple of the tools that I've used to document various processes within my business. Now, it'll probably come as no surprise to subscribers of my channel or listeners of my podcast that a lot of my processes are documented in Asana. Asana is where we manage all of our work, and for work we have to do on a regular basis, we use recurring tasks. For example, each week, my virtual assistant, Judy, she updates deals in my CRM, which is Pipedrive. And so I have a task assigned to her that repeats every Thursday. And when you look at the task in Asana, I've included written instructions on what to do. So I've bullet pointed out, like, these are the steps to follow. And I've also provided a video recording, which I recorded using CleanShot X on the Mac. And in that recording, it shows myself doing the task and explaining how to follow the process. And I even, in the video, walk through examples so that she can see kind of what it is that I'm doing, and I'm talking through different scenarios. So she can follow the instructions in that task. She can do the work without any additional input from me. For more sporadic work, we use task and project templates. So for example, making a podcast or a YouTube video. This is something that it's not always weekly recurring, but we use a template to create a task when needed. And in the task and in the subtasks that I assign to Judy, I've got detailed notes and, again, video instructions showing how to complete each subtask so that she knows exactly what she needs to do. Now, Judy has done this process with me many, many times now, so when she looks at the task now, she doesn't need to really read the notes or watch the video every single time. But I keep it there in the task template in Asana so that if I ever have to replace Judy, if she's not available, if I get a new assistant, I can then just assign that task to the new person and they have all the instructions and the video ready to go. So it's gonna make onboarding that new person very quick and easy. We also have tasks in my Asana account for things like filing a GST return in my accounting platform, which is Xero. This is something I do approximately every 2 months. And if I didn't have the process written down, I would have to kind of figure it out and remind myself what I need to do each time. And I might risk kind of missing a step. So instead, I've just written down the process for myself so that every 2 months when I'm doing this task again, I can follow the notes, go through everything in the correct order, and crucially, I don't miss an important step. To streamline communication with clients and just to make sure we're being really consistent with what we say and when sharing next steps, things like that, we use Text Expander. Now, Text Expander is a tool I've talked about many times on my YouTube channel and podcast before. Basically, it allows me to store text, so for things like an email template, and then I can type a little snippet, like a semicolon and then the word proposal, and this will spit out some text with this email template ready to go. And the way I see it is a template, an email template, is a bit like having a documented process, because now, rather than having a separate document or note with what we need to say, we've stored it in Text Expander so we can quickly access that copy that we like to use, and we can be really consistent with the messaging and the next steps that we're sharing on a regular basis. We're also heavy users of Calendly in my business for booking appointments with coaching clients, and so I've stored the links for myself, but also the members of my team, so I can easily share someone's booking link via an email, or if I'm on Zoom, I can put it in the Zoom chat. And again, we just find it quicker to recall these links using Text Expander compared to having it stored in a document or a note somewhere where I have to go and find. Just having it under my hands where I can type out that snippet and generate that link makes recalling those links and sharing that really quick and easy. And the final way I will document a process is sometimes, although not that often, I will create an actual document or a note that has the information and details of how to do something. For example, I have a detailed pages document called my ConvertKit manual, and this outlines how each of the custom fields and tags in my ConvertKit account are used within different automations and how the fields and tags get updated. Because I have quite a lot of automation going on in the background, it's quite easy to forget why it was set up a certain way or how the system works, and my ConvertKit manual is where I store all the information about these fields. Now, the reason I have this as a document and it's not in Asana is that it's really just information. I don't need to do anything with this. It's not like I'm following steps in the document. It's more that the document is like an instruction manual that outlines how fields and tags work, and I just need to have it written down somewhere. Another example is I have an Apple Note, which outlines how to set up my desk and the lighting in my office before I record a video. Again, it's just information. I like to keep this in an Apple Note rather than in Asana, so I have the details written down of how to set up my office. Now, every business, large or small, should have its essential processes documented somewhere. Even if you're just a solo operator, I showed you an example earlier of just I've written down the steps for myself of how to complete certain tasks. And even the process of writing out the process, even that in itself is a useful exercise because it forces you to think about, you know, when you have to explain it to someone, you think about, is this the best way of doing it? Or could we actually improve our process somehow? And so I hope this video has been useful and you've got some takeaways that you can go and implement from here. If you have any questions, feel free to leave me a comment below. Thanks for watching and see you in the next video. Thank you for listening to the Paul Miners podcast. Two quick things before I sign off. Firstly, if you enjoyed this episode or if you have any feedback for me, I would love it if you could leave me a review on iTunes. It really helps me to improve the show and it helps the show to get discovered by more people so I can help more people out there. The second thing is if you want to connect with me in person, you can become a VIP member of my website. Head to paulminers.com/VIP, where you will be able to join my private Slack community and attend bi-weekly group mastermind calls. This has to be one of my favorite times of the week when it comes up, is attending these group calls. The community is full of like-minded, productive, self-employed people, full-time workers. We have a real good mix of people in there. And I have to say, I have made fantastic friends with the people in this group. So if you want to join the community and connect with me and the other awesome members, sign up at paulminers.com/VIP. One more time, thank you very much for listening, and I will catch you next time on the Paul Miners Podcast.